17-year-old radio rookie Marissa Day feels like a fish out of water on Staten Island, where she lives and goes to school. Compared to the other boroughs, Staten Island is a bit more conservative, and that's driving Marissa crazy.
I'm not your typical Staten Island girl who can't define the word authority, much less question it. I'd rather print my own anarchist zine than read 17 magazine. My shirts are more likely to read Steal from the Rich and Eat Their Children than Abercrombie and Fitch. Staten Island isn't exactly the most nurturing environment for me, so I spend most of my time in Manhattan.
I'm walking down 6th Avenue and I'm going to a health food restaurant to get some produce out of their garbage because I think it's kind of pointless to support a capitalist economy that you don't agree with when you can get free stuff.
Sometimes I cook with a group called Food Not Fur. We serve dumpstered vegan food for free in Manhattan's Fur District.
I just got a stash of yummy, delicious, wonderful bagels.
To make a point about the waste and exploitation in the fur industry.
Are covered in coffee grinds.
I end up taking the Staten Island ferry home at 2 in the morning at least once a week. It's not like I chose to be raised in the most suburban and strip-mallified part of New York.
Hey, Dad.
Hi. How was your ferry trip? Very eventful? You meet anybody strange, or...?
Oh, it was just thrilling. I sat in a corner, tried to avoid sleazy old men.
Oh, so the cops didn't bother you this time, eh?
Nice, Dad.
My dad might joke about the police and listen to the Sex Pistols, pretending to be a punk. But he is still an anti-union Republican. When it comes to his little girl, he insists that my political activism must consist of running around giving people daisies and flashing the peace sign.
You've mentioned Christianity a couple of times. What do you think about the fact that I have no religious basis for my doing this?
Well, I think maybe you don't realize you have a religious basis for it. So I think the religious exposure that you had, it may have affected you in a good way without you even realizing it.
I can understand that, but I also see a major difference between most people.
These conversations get pretty frustrating pretty fast. But I was getting tired of hauling my angsty butt all the way to Manhattan practically every day. I wanted to feel like some Staten Islanders understood my point of view a little. My friend Rosa, at least, shares my frustration.
Almost every other borough has had some kind of, like, rally or meeting or march about the war in Afghanistan. Why do you think it is that in other boroughs these organizations are formed and in Staten Island we don't have that?
Oh, it's plain and simple. Your average middle-income white family, they're not going to care.
With all the fury of a Bible-thumping preacher, I decided I was the one who'd get Staten Islanders to turn away from their evil conservative ways. We thought it was going to be simple, but my teacher, Mr. Kitts, who has been involved in leftist activities since the dark ages, knew it would be hard.
Any activities I engaged in, it was always having to go to Manhattan. That's sad, because it's hard to get anything going, even among young people, and there should be more activism here.
But I still thought we could get tons of people together to hold demonstrations and teach-ins. So I decided to form an activism group. Step one was calling every church, in ABC order from the Yellow Pages. I skipped the Catholic ones.
Hello, my name is Marissa Day, and I'm forming a youth group to encourage political awareness and activism among Staten Island teens.
I found a church that would let us have the meeting there. So I hold myself in my house, furiously cutting, printing, and pasting a raised fist onto flyers with the name of the group, Youth Unite.
I'm in the basement of the church. According to the church's clock, it's about 10 to 5, and the meeting's supposed to start at 5 o'clock. I'm the only person here.
After half an hour, no one showed but Rosa and two of her friends.
So you're calling it now?
So I called the meeting.
Oh, I thought you were calling it off.
No, I'm calling.
This was not a good start.
I just want to ask you, what do you hope this organization will achieve?
We decided to do something opposing the imprisonment of African American journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Hi, I'm calling about the flyer that I saw at the Staten Island Ferry, the Youth Unite.
Yeah, I saw the flyer and tableting. I want to know what the youth stuff is all about.
After posting the next week's meeting, I did get a few calls. But one was from a woman worried that there might be some rioting near her house. Nobody showed up. And Rosa, her friend Ruthie, and I went to Rosa's house to meet.
I loved him so much. I loved him so much. And
I'm very hot.
Traditional Friday night activities aren't conducive to serious political organizing. We decided that the three of us were not going to make a very impressive demonstration on Staten Island. So we planned to go to Philly, where a major demonstration was already planned. Not by us, obviously. A bunch of our friends said they'd come with us, but by the week of the protest, they bailed on even those plans.
I mean, no, I understand you want to get people to go, but in my 16 years, it's very hard to organize anything, so.
Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
You're like giving like a speech.
I talk like that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Rosa, Ruthie, and I went to Philly with Rosa's dad. We got to the rally, and everything was peaceful, until cops with billy clubs came out. I saw two cops dragging a woman down the street by the back of her shirt.
How do you justify attacking someone who did nothing?
By the way, did I mention it was my birthday? It was raining, and I was pissed at the establishment. It's difficult to express how I felt coming home that night, knowing that the people I was coming back to had no idea what I saw or how I felt. Lately, I've been thinking that just being passionate and angry isn't enough to convince people around me to get angry as well. I keep remembering something this professor told me. I interviewed Howard Wiener at the College of Staten Island.
I think the left does not do the greatest job in the world on Staten Island of ingratiating itself to the larger population. Many of them can be a little bit dismissive of people whom they don't think have their point of view, and it makes it harder for them to reach out to a larger audience.
I probably was dismissive of most of Staten Island. I expected an organization with flyers featuring a raised fist to appeal to people who care about, I still don't know what they care about. I really didn't try to organize with Staten Islanders, more like in spite of them. Now part of me feels like not being anything but counter their culture. Then I look at Mr. Kitts, who seems a lot wiser than that. He still has faith in organizing on Staten Island.
Maybe if we advertise in the right spots where people can see that there are alternative groups on Staten Island meeting and doing something.
But he's also active in his everyday life. He shares his views in small ways as a teacher. I guess I'm still active too, printing my zine and trying to get people to examine alternatives to the status quo. And we did get Ruthie to go to that Mumia protest, which she never would have done without our agitating.
Oh, hi, Missy. Hi.
So what do you think of what I do with my spare time?
Well, I think it's very noble. Although I worry sometimes that you might wind up with a police record that could follow you around and haunt you for a long time in things like trying to get into college, trying to get a loan, trying to get a job, trying to vote.
I love you, Dad, but hopefully soon there'll be good reason to get arrested on Staten Island.
It's a very dangerous thing to do, too.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Marissa Day.